The Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 5004, Baruch Hashem. The fifth day of Teves, Tavshi Yitzayim, Brooklyn, Sholem Uvracha. So, here is again, is a student who's having a hard time. Today we call it Zitzfleisch. He can't sit still. He can't sit, so he writes to the Rebbe that really, what he really wants to is to continue learning Torah. But he doesn't find himself for now that he should have enough patience, enough diligence to fulfill this wishes. So he doesn't feel that he can continue sort of learning Torah. So what is the advice the Rebbe says? I'll give you 3 points, the Rebbe says. Number one, accept upon yourself times to study Torah without overly burdening yourself. Not make it too heavy, more than a measure. And the Rebbe says it's known, the nature of person, to go from the light to the more difficult, to the heavy, especially after there was an interruption of time in the studies. So to go back, you can't just jump in and go to a full schedule, a full Seder, everything. Make it, set times for learning. Don't make it too difficult for yourself. You got to get yourself back into the mode. Number two, the Rebbe says to make an effort to the extent possible, always learning with somebody else. Besides the fact, chavrusa, to learn with somebody, is one of the advantages that Torah is acquired. You see, practically speaking, that when you have a set with somebody else, then your set time is more sustainable. It's sustained more because you are embarrassed because of the friends that come together. We made up a shiur. How come you didn't show? There's no room for excuses. Amaslos kol kach. Not so much. Oh, today I didn't feel well. This, that, isn't that. There's somebody else waiting for you. Your chavrusa is waiting for you, so you better show. So that's another way to help you come through with your decision. Number three, not to give up if your first attempt didn't work, you didn't succeed. Or even the second one, you weren't successful in the first and second try. Because that is also, has been in the nature of creation, has been set that there is possibly that many times it doesn't actually come to fruition. But the force of the will, at the end, will succeed. So the Rebbe tells him, in order to get back, I think, first of all, go slowly. And go with a chavrusa, so that helps to sustain it. Besides that, learning with a chavrusa is more better. And number three, don't give up if you fail first and the second time. Because that's nature. You're not together. And eventually, if you want, that will be successful. But for everything you need, support from heaven, from Hashem, especially when we talk about matters of Torah and mitzvahs. In our days, it's a time of exile. The darkness is doubled and quadrupled. So therefore, the Rebbe says, it's proper that every weekday, before the morning prayer, you should separate several coins for tzedakah. And every day, even a Shabbos and Yom Tov, say several chapters of Tehillim after the davening. And may the blessed Hashem succeed you to give good news that you started with this work that we discussed there. And you see fruits in your efforts. And as our sages say, yogaito matzoso, if you put in the effort, you will find. The Rebbe blesses him. And this is in the name of the Rebbe. So, a student is asking how to get back into things, or he says he gives up because he doesn't find himself having the patience and the diligence to study. And the Rebbe says, three advice. First of all, go accept about learning schedules, smaller pieces, start slowly. Number two, get a chavrusa. And number three, don't give up if you don't succeed the first and the second time. At the end, if you have the will, you will succeed.